WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, light rain, 66 degrees in Atlantic. Very strong winds as well out of the south at anywhere from 30 to 45 miles per hour. We look for mostly cloudy skies until late this afternoon, and then mostly sunny skies after that, with numerous thunderstorms this morning and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest Western Iowa news. A tractor-trailer driver from Richmond, British Columbia, was injured Friday afternoon during a collision on Interstate 29 in Mills County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 56-year-old Michael Vostrov was driving a 2003 Volvo semi northbound on Interstate 29 at around 2:50 p.m. when the rig slammed into the rear of another semi that was slowing for a traffic problem ahead. The other semi, a 1999 Kenworth, was driven by 31-year-old Yevgeny Martin of Vancouver, Washington. Officials say following the collision, the semi driven by Vostrov came to rest in the East Ditch. He was flown by LifeNet helicopter to a University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A report on his condition is not available. Authorities in Fremont County have issued an arrest warrant for a Missouri man in connection with a bank robbery earlier this month in Hamburg. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the warrant was issued for 47-year-old Nathan Wayne Smith of Lexington, Missouri. An investigation by Astrup office and the FBI determined that Smith was behind the June 11th robbery of the Great Western Bank in Hamburg. Anyone with information as to the location of Smith should call the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 800-432-9210 or the Omaha FBI office at 402-493-8688. There is a picture of the suspect under this news story on our website at kjan.com. The man is to be considered dangerous and should not be approached by the public. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest of a Red Oak woman Friday evening on a charge of tampering with a witness. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department say 58-year-old Michelle Dawn Ronfelt was being held on a $2,000 bond. Additional details about the incident which led to her arrest are currently not available. The 2012 Cass County Relay for Life event took place Friday night at the Atlantic High School track. It was a beautiful evening weather-wise, and that accommodated a large crowd that came out for a night of celebrating survivors, remembering loved ones lost to cancer, and fighting back against cancer. Teams and committee members worked throughout the year to raise funds to support the American Cancer Society and the fight against cancer. This year's effort in Cass County raised an impressive $68,880 to date, with more donations still coming in. A tractor ride started the day for the Relay for Life with 44 tractors. A motorcycle ride took place later in the day on Friday, and the survivors' dinner began at 4:30. The survivors' lap tipped off the festivities of the track. The crowd was able to enjoy entertainment on the infield stage, children's activities throughout the night, and an education tent, along with strolling around the track. The luminary ceremony wound down the night, supporting those with cancer and remembering those lost. The Cass County Relay for Life Committee wants to thank all of the area businesses and residents that supported the relay effort and who helped make it a great success. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board on Friday approved tax credits and other incentives for over a dozen projects around the state that are expected to create 238 new jobs. Among the recipients of funds was the city of Hamburg, which was awarded $500,000 in direct financial assistance to maintain and supplement as needed the existing federal levy and install three new flood closure gates on highways in and around the city. The levy will then continue to protect businesses, employees, and citizens who represent the majority of the industry in Fremont County. The project represents a $2.2 million capital investment. Spokesperson Tina Hoffman says another one of the projects involves an agricultural tech startup in Ames called Solum.
It was founded by three Stanford physicists, and what they've done is they developed proprietary hardware and software systems that provide high-resolution soil nutrient information that different agricultural retailers and growers can use to be more efficient in their field measurement.
The Northern California-based Solum was awarded $100,000 in direct financial assistance as well as tax benefits. The company is expected to create 25 jobs in Ames. In northwest Iowa, Quattro Composites was awarded state assistance for an expansion. The Orange City-based advanced composite project manufacturer specializes in carbon fiber applications.
And specifically, they have recently been working in the aerospace industry for the Boeing company and some of their suppliers. So the company was awarded $1.5 million in direct financial assistance. That'll be a loan, half forgivable loan. and some tax benefits as well to expand their facilities there in Orange City.
In eastern Iowa, the board awarded $1.5 million in tax credits to Von Maur for the expansion of its Davenport Distribution Center.
And they will add an additional 10 new jobs and $15.5 million in capital investment for this expansion to go into Davenport.
The other planned or proposed projects awarded with state assistance are located in Ames, Farley, Dubuque, Polk County, Clinton, Keokuk County, and Urbandale. Well, several Southwest Iowa amateur or ham radio operators will offer the public a chance to meet and talk with those individuals during an event being held this weekend near Grant. Rob Coppert, 911 director for Cass County, along with Red Oak Police Chief Drew Powers, who is the emergency communications liaison for Montgomery County, will operate their amateur radio stations at Pilot Grove County Park on County Road H-14, which is about 3 miles west of Grant. And that'll be from 2 p.m. today until sometime early Sunday morning. That's as part of the annual Field Day event. The Field Day is the climax of the week-long Amateur Radio Week, sponsored by the American Radio Relay League, or ARRL, the National Association for Radio Amateurs. The only using small emergency power supplies, ham operators will construct emergency stations in parks, shopping malls, schools, and backyards around the country. Their slogan, "When all else fails, ham radio works," is more than just words to the hams, as they prove that they can send messages in many forms without the use of phone systems, internet, or any other infrastructure that can be compromised in a crisis. More than 35,000 amateur radio operators across the country participated in last year's event. Over the past year, there have been many reports in the news of ham radio operators providing critical communications during unexpected emergencies in towns across the country, including in Creston during a tornado, which is the community is rebuilding from the recent devastating tornado, also the California wildfires, winter storms, and other events worldwide. Amateur radios people are often the first to provide rescuers with critical information and communications. Often called hams, they provide backup communications for everything from the American Red Cross to FEMA and even for the International Space Station, all for free. The public is invited to come to the local event this weekend. Again, that'll be held beginning at 2 o'clock today, and that's at the Pilot Grove County Park, about 3 miles west of Grant, and you can learn all about what modern amateur radio operators can do. They can even help you get on the air. For more information about amateur radio, go to www.emergency-radio.org. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Ronald Zeich, age 89 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Zeich will be held this morning from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, with the family present. Opal Beatty, age 92 of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Opal Beatty will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church in Carson. The Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Delbert Gaines, age 74 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th at Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held June 30th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85 of Atlantic, died May the 23rd at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Lloyd Schroeder will be held June 30th from 11 a.m. until noon at the Marney Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Kay Hamlin, age 72 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Kay Hamlin are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of the latest area news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.